Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Good afternoon and dzień dobry and happy new year once again. I'm Debbie Majka with a case of laryngitis, for which I apologize, producer and host of Polonia Today. And today is Sunday, January 12th. And don't miss the Marcela Kochańska-Sembrich Female Choruses after Christmas concert today at 3 p.m. at the Associated Polish Home. And as always, Chopin's Concert Rondo Krakowiak welcomes you to the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the Cultural Corner, the Polish Word of the Day, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish American community, and in every program a variety of Polish music, classical, polkas and operettes, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. And since we're still in the Christmas season in Poland, and will be until Candlemas Day, Matka Boska Gromniczna, on February 2nd, let's begin with the three tenors, and Dormi o Bambino, which we know as Lulajże Jezuniu. And in the news from Poland, Poland's presidential election will take place on May 18th. Poland's presidential election, as I said, will take place on May 18th. That's a Sunday in Poland. In the United States, it will take place on Saturday, May 17th. The Speaker of the country's lower house of parliament, Szymon Hołownia, announced last week, if no contender wins more than 50% of the vote under Polish election rules, a second round will be held 2 weeks later on June 1st in Poland, May 31st here in the United States. Front runners in the presidential race include Warsaw Mayor Rafał Trzaskowski, supported by the governing Civic Coalition, and Karol Nawrocki, head of the Institute of National Remembrance, backed by the opposition Law and Justice Party. Other candidates include leftist politician Magdalena Biejat, far-right hopeful Sławomir Mentzen, and conservative lawmaker Marek Jakubiak. Hołownia himself has also thrown his hat in the ring, announcing his bid for the presidency in mid-November. While he is seen as one of Poland's most trusted politicians, recent polls suggest he is not currently favored to win the election. Conservative incumbent Andrzej Duda, who has been president since 2015, is ineligible to seek a third term under election rules. Duda's second term in office ends on August 6th. And to confirm, Polish presidential elections will take place in the States on Saturday, May 17th, here in Philly at the Associated Polish Home. And Poland's milk bars, self-service restaurants that mainly serve dairy dishes, are remnants of the communist era that offer a taste of the past while providing insights into the country's present social fabric, several news outlets have reported. Britain's The Economist described these government-subsidized establishments, known as bary mleczne, as a cherished part of Polish life, particularly among the working class. In a recent article, the magazine highlighted Warsaw's Prasowy Milk Bar as a microcosm of Polish society. It said the canteen attracts suit-clad officials, students rushing to finish a bowl of soup before class, young professionals enjoying potato pancakes, and elderly patrons lingering over plates of pierogi. While adapting to changing times, milk bars face challenges, The Economist reported. It noted concerns among enthusiasts after the Polish government announced plans to reduce subsidies for the diners from 71 million zloty in 2024 to 60 million in 2025. The USA Today newspaper has portrayed milk bars as a nostalgic reminder of Poland's communist past, a period marked by food shortages. Today, these cafeterias serve traditional Polish dishes such as barszcz, red beet soup, and kluski, dumplings made from cheese, flour, and eggs. Drinks such as kompot, a boiled fruit beverage, remain staples on the menu. Despite their historical roots, milk bars continue to resonate with a wide cross-section of Polish society, offering affordable meals and a connection to the country's culinary and cultural traditions. And Poland's Word of the Year 2024 has been announced. On January 7th, a contest panel announced that the word koalicja, coalition, was officially recognized as the Word of the Year 2024 in Poland. In the online voting, however, the term sztuczna inteligencja, artificial intelligence, emerged as the winner. According to the panel secretary, Professor Wazinski, koalicja, which won by a significant margin, appeared in media coverage far more frequently in 2024 than in previous years and remains a universal term for political commentary. Interestingly, this word has been familiar to Poles since the 16th century and has retained its core meaning ever since. The second place word was komisja, commission, often referring to high-profile investigative commissions, while third place went to Zetki, Gen Z, a term widely used to discuss Poland's younger generation. In the online poll, artificial intelligence topped the list, followed by babciowe, a new social policy term related to grandparental benefits, and powódź, flood. Among students, the word of the year was stołówka, canteen. The competition, organized by the University of Warsaw's Institute of the Polish Language, highlights words that best reflect the events and themes of the past year. And that concludes the news from Poland. Stay tuned for the Cultural Corner. Let's learn a little Polish and the Philly scene after we hear from the sponsors who help to bring you Polonia Today. Don't forget to support the sponsors who support Polonia Today. Let the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95 in Northeast Philadelphia, make your life a whole lot easier. Looking for an elegant yet affordable space for your wedding reception? Or maybe a special birthday, first communion, or graduation party? Plan your special event in the spacious Belvedere Ballroom, the intimate Vistula Lounge, or maybe an outdoor event in the shady Picnic Grove. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor and stage, safe off-street parking. Polish Home has it all. For pricing, availability, or to view the space, email polishhomerental@gmail.com. I repeat, polishhomerental@gmail.com.
Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Cherv Brothers, the Kielbasa Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Cherv Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Cherv always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious Polska Kielbasa. 215-423-1707.
W niedzielę 12 stycznia o godzinie 3 po południu w Polskim Domu odbędzie się koncert kolęd pod sponsoratem chóru żeńskiego imieniem Marceli Kochańskiej-Sembrych. Nasze piękne polskie kolędy wykonują chór żeński. Poczęstunek po koncercie. Po rezerwację proszę telefonować 215-633-0560.
Hi, this is Debbie Mica, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia Today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and today we note the following anniversary date. January 15, 1919, Ignacy Jan Paderewski, pianist and composer in the newly independent Poland, became the first prime minister and minister of foreign affairs, and he thus represented Poland at the Paris Peace Conference. In the summer of that year, he signed the Treaty of Versailles, which restored the territories of Greater Poland and Pomerania around the city of Gdańsk to Poland. Although this fell short of what the Polish delegates had demanded, these territories provided the core of the restored Polish state. After being abandoned by many of his political supporters, Paderewski handed Piłsudski a letter of resignation on December 4, 1919, whereupon he took on the role of Polish ambassador to the League of Nations. In 1922, he retired from politics and returned to his musical life. His first concert, after a long break, was held at Carnegie Hall, which was a significant success. And we'll pause here for Paderewski's Melody in G flat major.
Thank you.
And we're continuing in the cultural corner with Paderewski. He was also a substantial composer, including many pieces for the piano. He became world famous for the Minuet in G, which we'll hear later in the program, a part of a set of six pieces that are otherwise forgotten. In 1901, his soul opera, Manru, received its world premiere at Dresden. Then it had its American premiere in 1902 at the Metropolitan Opera. Paderewski, his second wife, his entourage, his parrot, and Erard piano gave concerts in Australia and New Zealand in 1904 in collaboration with Polish-French composer Henri Kowalski. In 1909 came the premiere of his symphony in B minor, Polonia, a massive work lasting 75 minutes. It would be his last composition, apart from a hymn for male chorus written in 1917. And we'll pause here for Paderewski's violin sonata, Opus 13, Adam Kostecki, the violinist. Continuing in the cultural corner with Paderewski. He was also active in pursuing various philanthropic causes. In 1910, he funded the erection of the Battle of Grunwald Monument in Kraków in commemoration of the 500th anniversary of the event. In 1913, Paderewski settled in the U.S. On the eve of World War I and at the height of his fame, Paderewski bought a 2,000-acre property, Rancho San Ignacio, near Paso Robles in San Luis Obispo County on the central coast of California. A decade later, he planted Zinfandel vines on the California property. When the vines matured, the wine was made for him at the nearby York Mountain Winery, then as now one of the best-known wineries between L.A. and San Francisco. He was extremely popular internationally, to such an extent that the music hall duo The Two Bobs had a hit song song in 1916 in music halls across Britain with the song When Paderewski Plays. He was a favorite of concert audiences across the globe. Women especially admired his performances. And we'll conclude the Cultural Corner today with Paderewski himself at the keyboard and his own composition as he conceived it, with charm and subtlety, the Minuet in G, recorded in 1937. Let's learn a little Polish today. Our Polish word of the day is the adjective for salty, słony. Repeat after me, słony. And here's an example sentence. O nie, ta zupa jest jednak za słona. Oh no, the soup is too salty after all. So remember to practice słony.
Sing along with me. Fun it can be to learn some Polish together. Good day, dzień dobry.
A Taste of Poland in Port Richmond, Polka Deli, located conveniently at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue. Kielbasa, fresh meats and cheeses, pierogi, naleśniki, homemade soups, deli sandwiches, desserts, candy, and much, much more. Marek Kucharski and family invite you. Open daily. Phone 215-634-3750. I repeat, 215-634-3750. Polka Deli, a taste of home.
Beacon Bridge Wealth Partners exists to help you plan to live well. You may have questions like, how long will my money last? How will I manage changing my health care needs? What purposes can my wealth serve? Our mission is to provide you with holistic guidance that will help make confident decisions, avoid costly mistakes, and achieve meaningful impacts. Connect with us at beaconbridgewealth.com.
After the presents have been wrapped and unwrapped and the Christmas decorations stowed away, you can relax and enjoy our time-honored kolędy at the Marcela Kochańska-Sembrich Female Chorus's After Christmas Concert, Sunday, January 12th, 3 p.m. at the Associated Polish Home, 9150 Academy Road. Special guest, soprano Grace Tohul. A reception follows the concert. For additional information, phone Dolores, 215-633-0560. Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to Polonia Today here at WWDB 860 AM. And all regular members of the Associated Polish Home are urged to attend the annual nominations and elections meeting, date to be announced in succeeding programs, but no doubt in early February. And the Polish Heritage Society of Philadelphia urges Philadelphia area students to apply for the Society's scholarships. Deadline February 28th. For eligibility and requirements, check out the website polishcultureacpc.org. And as Tyler signals me that another edition of Polonia Today is drawing to a close, you'll be listening to this pastorałka, Shepherd's Carol, from the Podolia region, which is now Ukraine. Que Maria Wędrowała. Mary wandered afar seeking shelter. Hope to see you at the Marcela Kochańska Sembrek Female Choruses concert today at 3. Do usłyszenia.
Jeszcze ją psami poślutą, gwiazdeczku jej nieprzyjętą. Jeszcze ją psami poślutą, wyszła z pole w szczere pole, w szczere pole nam po dole. Zobaczyła okrutniczka, w szczerym polu komorniczka. Zobaczyła okrutniczka, w szczerym polu komorniczka. Maria do tej szopy, będziesz miała nocleg dobry. Będziesz sobie spoczywała, swoim nóżkom folgowała. Będziesz sobie spoczywała, swoim nóżkom folgowała. A nie wyszła i godzina, straszna jasność rozświeciła. Ogrodniczek zrozumiawszy, na kolana uklęknąwszy. Ogrodniczek zrozumiawszy, na kolana uklęknąwszy. Żebym ja był wiedział o tym, leżałbym był sam. I kazałbym łodzie wysłać Marii się na mnie.